Strange Adventure.
Bud Marshall, marine investigator for the Allied Insurance Company, picked up his phone and listened to the insistent voice of his office manager.
Bud, the liner Queen Charlotte struck a pinnacle rock off the north end of Vancouver Island, and she's sinking fast. The crew and all the passengers were saved. Our wrecking tug and work barges are leaving at 7 tomorrow morning. Now, you go out there and estimate the damage. Chances are she may be salvaged.
Okay, George. What did it? Heavy weather?
Fog. A regular pea souper, according to a captain.
When the salvage gang reached the vessel, the men found the bow of the liner clinging precariously to the rock she had struck, and the hull tilted downward into 100 feet of water. Bud Marshall donned a diving suit and descended to the sloping deck for a look about. He reached the hulk and moved cautiously toward the deckhouse and toward the open door that led into the smoking room. He lifted his submarine lamp and flashed it into the darkness of the room. The luxurious furnishings were in a wild disarray. He stepped out of the room and descended to the very bottom of the ship, checking the bulkheads for possible buoyancy. Suddenly, out of the darkness, something touched his shoulder. He raised the beam of the lamp to see what it was, then drew back in sudden panic at the gruesome sight before him. It was the body of a man, well-dressed in a dark suit, and staring at him with wide-open, dead eyes. His heart hammered at what he thought must have happened. The man had been trapped in the sinking ship. The report that all persons had been saved was wrong. Bud pushed the body away and continued his examination of the bilges. Again he felt something bump against him. His lamp again revealed the mysterious dead man. With a shudder, Bud realized that the currents eddying through the bilges was causing his unwelcome guest to follow him. He hauled the body outside and made it fast to a bite in his lifeline. It was a very surprised group of men that hauled up the line at Bud's signal. Swede Nelson, one of the divers, looked at the body thoughtfully.
It looks like a feller I see all the time along the waterfront in Seattle, but I don't know his name. Maybe he was a stowaway.
The body was examined for means of identification, but nothing was found in the pockets of the suit. As the left shoe was removed, Swede drew back in surprise. He lifted a small envelope from the shoe and handed it to Bud Marshall. The investigator scanned the note enclosed in the envelope, finding there a clue to the mystery of the dead man in the bilge. Bud Marshall read the water-soaked message that had been found in the dead man's shoe.
Here is the advance payment on your job. When the ship is on the bottom, you will get the rest of the money. Be very careful.
Marshall surmised what had happened. The stranger had been hired by some unknown party to scuttle or blow up the ship. But the fog caused the damage he had been hired to do, and because he was preparing to do it, he had lost his life in this strange and cruel irony of justice. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen again to another tale of
Strange Adventure.